summer of football at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
To be part of a great team, here's Hilton blitzing off the slot again. Passer Hopkins, oh my goodness. Did he catch that? Did he catch that? That's the touchdown catch of the year.
Shotgun snap. Swing pass. Left side curly on the screen 20. Got a block 25. Into space 40.
And he's
Todd
gone.
Todd Gurley hits the jet midfield.
He's gone.
Todd Gurley 20. 10. Gurley for MVP. Touchdown LA.
Early stages, second quarter. Popped up in the air. Intercepted. Eddie Jackson. Jackson is still going.
The summer of football.
Rob gets it. Hands off to Sony Michel. What a hole down the right side. 10-5. Touchdown. Sony Michel rips off another big one. This time for 38 yards.
Breaking into open field and on the run is Josh Adams. Josh Adams. Inside the 30 and the 20 and the 10 and all the way home for yet another super run.
Here's Barkley. Big hole. Left side 20. He's to the 30. Avoids the tackle down the far left sideline. They can't catch him. 10-5. Barkley high steps it across the goal line. 92-yard touchdown run.
The Summer of Football with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
It is the Summer of Football. Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com, SweetJHood. Instagram, IGJHood. Summer of Football, very simple. Could be something pro, something college, something fantasy. You just never know. Tonight, Bengals are leading the Bears 23-14 midway in the third quarter. All right, cut that, Eric. Thank you. And that is Summer of Football here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. We're pleased to be joined in studio with ABC 7 Eyewitness News. Cheryl Burton with us here on ESPN 1000.
Look at the crowd.
Well, they're going to see Dwight Yoakam and the Dukes. That's why they're not applauding in front of us right now.
Yeah,
they're busy.
They're a little bit. That's a good crew.
There's some people lined up there. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I want to have
Thursday
you on.
Thursday night.
Yes. Yes. You know why?
Almost the weekend.
Yes.
Yes. Friday Eve, I call Thursday.
Right. It is Friday.
Whatever I can do to get through it.
It is Friday Eve. So a big, big, big event for ABC 7 every year.
Huge.
Bud Billiken Parade taking place Saturday at 10 a.m. Vic Mensa as well as Deion Cole are the co-grand marshals this year. And once again, you'll be one of the hosts.
Yeah. And also the whole cast from The Chi. Of course, Common is the executive producer of that. I just brought in the actual cover because the Bud Billiken is unveiling and debuting a new magazine called Bud Billiken Life. Oh. And on the cover is Deion Cole, and on the flip side is Vic Mensa. And both of those guys are Chicagoans who are doing their thing in different parts of the entertainment field. And it's a really cool magazine. I thought I brought it in here with me. I'm not sure. Maybe I laid it down. You guys can go check it out. It's probably on the anchor desk that I just walked off of to come here and hang out with you. So it's a really cool. And then they did a feature on me. So
it's got to be cool.
I've been going to the Bud Billiken since I can remember. 2 years old, 3 years old. Mm-hmm. My parents would take all five of their children every year because it's free fun. And it's easy to get the kids there and have fun. And it's all about education and back to school. So, and the Bud Billiken, of course, is a magical, mythical figure that looks out for children.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a big deal. We're going to be broadcasting from 10 a.m. to 12:30 this year. And the weather is supposed to be absolutely perfect.
Great.
85 degrees and sunny. And this year, they're going to be having a job fair and a health fair at the end of the parade, which is going to be really good. And they're going to be giving out school supplies to all of the students at the end of the parade. They're calling it hashtag parade in peace. DJ Phantom's going to be there at the end in the park to play house gospel. You know, have you heard of house gospel?
House
Jonathan,
gospel.
Coming from Pill Hill area, maybe you don't know nothing about that.
We didn't have that at St. Albie.
There you go. But, you know, we did go and gather there to go roller skating in Malcolm, at Markham. The Markham, did you go?
The Markham Roller Rink,
did you
yes.
go there?
Yep.
Because St. Albie's was the place that we came to meet where the buses were going out. So you can roller skate?
Yep. I used to.
Oh, used to. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, long as you got a little bit of skills, you know.
Yes. It's more than just talking. I have so many other
You're
skills.
You're just so talented. Yeah. I mean, I'm so honored and blessed to sit here with you. And every minute I learn more and more about you.
Oh,
you
my know? Church fan. Where's my church fan with the long handle?
Clutch the pearls. On the long handle.
The long handle fan. Cheryl Burton with us here on ESPN 1000 and ESPN app. Now, can you reveal to us, will you be jumping rope this
now,
year?
You know, that's the question everyone is always asking every year.
Yes.
It just depends if there are double Dutch teams that come by the booth. So I run out of the booth, I slip my gym shoes on, and then I go at it. So, and I do my thing. If, you know, somebody comes by that's doing the double Dutch. So last year they didn't come by, the year before they did. And I, you know, it was so much fun, and I was in pain after that the next day because I hadn't worked out, I hadn't stretched or anything, and I just went out there and did it. It was so much fun. I was part of, like, back in the day at Dixon School on St. Lawrence, 83rd and St. Lawrence, mm-hmm. we would get to school at 7 a.m., and we would have double Dutch tournaments before school started at 8, and that was serious business. I mean, you had the gym shoes properly dyed white and make sure that they were clean.
Yes.
You know, you know how we did back in the yes. day, because of course we got graded on that in gym if your gym shoes were perfectly polished and everything. So
and you want to look cute, don't forget about that.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I guess I want
not an option, huh?
I wanted to do well in double Dutch. So I was in band too. That was sometimes early 7 o'clock start for rehearsal and practice. That was early to play the clarinet. Wow. That was early. But it's all good, though. It's all good. It was my dad's clarinet. Karen Jordan will be with me. Jim Rose will be in the booth with me. And Terrell Brown will be there. Jose is not going to be with us this year, but we're going to have something special for him to add to the show. So everybody's got to stay tuned. And it's going to be nice. He's going to be there in spirit and also in extension. And I know he's going to give us a hard time on Twitter and Facebook and and say this and say that. So we're looking forward to his fun, too.
Terrell Brown, for those who have not seen this,
yeah.
okay, whether it is the Bud Billiken Parade or whether it is the New Year's Eve specials,
yes.
you have to see
or
T.
just
Brown
the
in
morning
action.
News, you know, the morning news and the 11 a.m. news. He's got this really cool thing, Dancing on Thursdays. I'm not sure if that's the exact hashtag, but everybody can dance or something like that. And every Thursday on the morning show, he shows people who send in their tapes and they're dancing. And it's so funny. It's a happy dance or something like that, because it's almost the end of the week. So, and for them, it kind of is, because by the time they go off the air, it's almost Friday.
Yeah.
For them. So they're doing the happy dance on Thursday, because please. They do the running dance. When they're running out of here on
right,
Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to see T. Brown steal somebody's barbecue off of someone's
yes.
barbecue pit. That will happen on the Bubba Lickin'
Parade. Snow cones. But you know what? He never brings us anything in the booth. Like, no. I'm requesting hot dogs with everything on it, mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise, relish. And he never brings anything in the booth. Like, even purple, pink snow cones.
Right.
We always say, hey. And he's always talking about how good it smells. And we talk about smell-o-vision. And right. you see all the pits going. People are lining up probably tomorrow because it's going to be so hot outside. It's going to be perfect. Everybody's outside tonight mm-hmm. waving to us on the State Street Studios.
Oh, there's people out there?
This is so exciting. Hi, you guys.
Yeah, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I saw a young man flossing in a few minutes ago.
It was his teeth, right?
He was doing the flossing dance.
Oh, I see Jay the flossing
Hood.
Dance.
Okay, you got to get it together. That is a dance. It okay. is a very cool dance.
Okay.
It was done at the Super Bowl. Do you not remember the young man who was doing it?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was, I don't know if I remember that. Uh-huh. Maybe a beer break or a bathroom break.
He became
break.
Very popular from the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It's all good. All right.
So, okay. So, so we got checked off. If there is a double Dutch championship
yes.
nearby, and if, of course, that's going to happen. there's black folks, if there's barbecue, there's going to be a jump ropes competition.
Generally, it is. Now, I mean, I'm going to post it on Twitter and on a throwback Thursday or a flashback Friday so people can see. I've got a little bit of skills.
Oh, yeah, I see. It's on my Facebook.
It's in that promo. Did you share the promo of the Bud Billiken? You should share it because I'm in the promo doing Double Dutch.
I have the you doing Double Dutch in my Facebook. I have that.
From last year or something. Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. You should share fun all the time.
I like to have that handy every now and then when I just want to pull out a Cheryl Burton doing Double Dutch. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I like to have fun.
Yes.
You know, I do. I'm pretty flexible. I took ballet for 13 years. So I try to. What was that? Oh, that was a motorcycle.
I thought
that was your producers going, ooh.
No. No need to duck. We're safe here.
Did she say flexible motorcycle?
Meaning balletic moves.
Yes.
Geez, who are you working with, Hood?
Eric Ostrowski.
You did that, not me. You did that.
Oh, man. They're going to put it on Twitter. I'm in trouble now. Oh, man.
How are you settling in? Because last time we spoke, you were just starting. And by the way, I was part of the festivities outside.
Yes.
Because you had so much support on your first night in the anchor chair doing the 10 o'clock news. It was, you couldn't get through.
It was so many fun people. And I was so grateful. And the outpouring of love and support has been so wonderful to me. I mean, it makes my heart feel full of joy. Because people, everywhere I go, people, even people who don't live here anymore, have been texting and emailing and hitting me up on social media, congratulating me. I just came back from a journalism convention in Detroit, the National Association of Black Journalists, and so many people were just complimentary and giving me congratulations. So we're about 6 weeks in, and outside that night was my brother and sister. My brother, I have one brother and three sisters. My brother was with his wife celebrating 35 years of marriage that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Girl Scouts were representing. I'm a Girl Scout for life. Oh. And my sorority, the Delta Sigma Theta sisters, of course, they were out supporting me. My childhood friends were out there. Some of my teachers were out there. Family, extended family.
I was there.
Mr. Hood was out there. You know, Lawson.
I was
Lawson and Maxon.
I mean, I could have went through. I couldn't get through
they
because there's so many people.
They had balloons and signs.
Yes.
It was, you know, I'm from here. So that was like, and I've been here 25 years. So it was really just a lot of uplifting and support and encouragement and just sharing the love and joy and appreciating the hard work that I've been doing for 25 years. So it's all good. I'm excited. It's been wonderful.
Any butterflies on that night?
No, I was super excited. And I was thinking about my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. I had a locket that my sister made for me, Sherry. She made a locket, my baby sister. And if you opened it up, it was made with a bow. And you opened it up, it had the picture of my mom and dad from their wedding night, mm-hmm. their pictures. And so I have a really interesting story. When I interviewed here 25 years ago, my father had a heart attack during the interview process, and he died. So he never knew that I made it on television here in Chicago. And he was my biggest supporter. He would often send me cards and letters telling me how good I was. And you can come home now, thinking that it, you know, you can just come anytime you want to.
Right,
you know.
Right.
And I had come home to interview at all three stations, 2, 5, and 7. And I had given a birthday party at my house. And my dad had jumped in the pool to save my 3-year-old nephew. And then he passed away, so he never knew. And then my mom passed away in November, and then I get promoted in May. So I think they were orchestrating all of this in heaven. They're my angels, you know, watching over me. So I'm really excited. I wasn't nervous at all. And butterflies, you said, did I have butterflies? Mm-hmm. I had butterflies on me because butterflies mean new beginnings,
right.
Loyalty, the thought of creating something new. So I did have a ring that had butterflies on it. So that my sister Sherry again had given me.
So that's really awesome.
Love you, Sherry.
Cheryl Burton from ABC 7 Eyewitness News with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. By the way, I was at that same convention you were at.
Oh my God. You must have been hanging out with Tyler Perry. That's what. Oh my gosh. That's what. I saw you and him. You were hanging out with Tyler Perry and Spike Lee. That's what it was.
I was the one without the dress.
No, you were hanging out with it. Oh. Did your fans get that, Madea?
Yes, they got it. Yes.
Yeah, that was you. I couldn't get around because they said, oh no, you can't go near Mr. Hood and Mr. Perry. That was really what was going around the convention.
That's not true. I was hanging with Art Norman instead. I was like,
oh, Art. Okay.
Hey, hoodie. Good to see ya. Best anchor
in the world.
Like he is the best.
Right. He is the most supportive encourager, the encourager in chief. That's what his title is.
This is at the banquet at the end,
Reverend Jesse Jackson was there, and he made some beautiful sentiments. Of course, he got a Lifetime Achievement Award, and the Chicago Association of Black Journalists got the Chapter of the Year. Yes. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Woo! Yes.
So
absolutely.
We were celebrating as well, but I know I saw you hanging out with Mr. Perry.
You did not see me with Tyler Perry. You did not see that. Now, you might see me with the Greenleaf people.
Are you
might
trying
have seen
to
that.
Get a movie deal or something? No. Are you trying to play a broadcaster in his next movie?
No.
That's what I heard you all were in discussion.
I was talking to the people from Greenleaf, though. I was trying to get on OWN.
Oh, I love that. That's starting, I think, this week. The new, or is it next week, maybe?
Next week, I think.
So you just dropping names and everything. So who are you hanging out with Greenleaf?
Might have been with a Deborah Joy Winans.
She can sing.
Yeah, might have been with her, you know.
Oh, wow. So what'd you talk about? Did she give you a scoop about, what about Lynn Winfield? You're hanging out with her? Bobby Brown was there, too. I heard you hung out with him as well.
No, you didn't hear that. Hanging with Bob Brown. You didn't hear me. Not him.
I heard you were hanging out with all the celebrities because they know you.
Yeah.
They listen to you on the radio, and they were asking me, were you there? And I said, no, he didn't tell me I was coming.
I'm sure that's what the case was. I'm sure. At the Renaissance of Detroit is a big place, so I could see how I could have missed you.
They were like, oh my goodness, that's him, you guys. And there was like a line. Everybody wanted to talk to you and get on your show. You're really popular.
Yes.
So, I mean,
everybody was there. Just like that whole school. Right. I'm showing Cheryl pictures on my phone.
Did you get to go to Motown Museum, Hitsville? Did you get to go over there? It was fascinating.
No, I did not go over there.
Most fascinating history lesson.
I understand, though, that is that Martha? Vandella?
Reeves.
Martha Reeves.
Martha Reeves.
Of the Vandellas, right?
Yes, she was in the lobby. I have a picture with her.
Yeah.
Yes, me and her hanging out. And then she said, well, where's Mr. Hood?
She did not say that. She was
thinking maybe doing a duet with you, you know, singing one of the old goodies with you. So
I'm not here to sing any old goodies. There's no old goodies. I'm not singing with her.
I mean, well, if you had gone to the museum, you would have learned so much about how that all came about. It was the most fascinating music history lesson that I've had in a long time. I was very proud of Berry Gordy and how it all started. $800. That's how it all started. He used to be a boxer.
Right.
And work at a motor company, too, and he didn't like working on the assembly line. But he said that working on the assembly line, the music, the closing of the doors, the drills, the saws, the glass, all of that was a melody to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted to make music with the sounds of all of that, the drumming, and he was a drummer, too. So I could go on and on because I love history, but I know Tyler Perry is on hold waiting.
Tyler Perry!
I know, Mr. Perry. Did you go to his seminar? You probably didn't because you've been hanging out with him, but he had a very powerful seminar, too.
I know he did. I heard about it. It was really good.
People were emotional, and they were in tears because he was encouraging people and telling his journey story of being homeless and living in his car, and now look at him. So
yeah, look at him.
You know, you too can be on ESPN radio and be a top announcer. Yeah, and talk about sports. Being from Pill Hill on the south side of Chicago.
Are you done, Cheryl Burton? Are you done?
Okay. I guess I better go because I have to do the 10.
Okay. Well,
thank you for having me on.
I'm not done yet. No.
Okay.
Did you see the time?
It's 8:20.
Yes, I understand. You got time.
Wait, is Nick Cannon coming in here?
Nick Cannon is coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, the bottom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gosh, you know everybody.
Would you notice we put you first in the top? At least I know my audience. I put you at the top of the hour.
I was trying to wild out with him.
No,
you know,
no.
I just and do like that rapper challenge that he does.
No, Cheryl.
No, are you going to do that with him? Well, have you got your skills together?
We'll tease that for the bottom of the hour because
man, I'm going to tune in for that. You better like sharpen your skills because. You know, he can really rap.
Yeah, well, we want to make sure we promote it to Bud Billiken and then, you know, move on to Nick Cannon.
Yes, Bud Billiken this weekend, 89th annual. You've got, of course, Dion Cole from Black-ish, who is so funny.
Yes.
And, of course, you've got Vic Mensa from the Woodlawn area. He's got a great story. He's a Kanye West protege, Jay-Z protege, and he is socially conscious in his music. And, of course, you have the Shy Cast. Will be here. They're also grand marshals of the parade. Common, one of our favorite people in this entire city and in the world, actually. He's executive producer. Lena Waite, she is one of the executive producers also.
She'll
on The Shy. I think just the cast.
Okay, so
yeah,
that Ty
so
Davis?
All the actors are going to be there on Saturday.
I just had Ty Davis in the studio not too recently.
Wow, you're such a name dropper.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I was trying to make a parallel to The Shy, and then she does that.
That's how come I know. You don't want me to tell, you don't want to share the Tyler Perry story. That's okay, because you don't want everybody to think you are best friends.
No, please. Let's not have that. Don't want anybody to know that at all, especially if it was true.
I mean, you know, he's always got plays in Chicago, and he's always making movies. Mm-mm. And you know, last time we talked, you said you were going to try new things in life.
Yes, that's true, but yeah, I'm not trying to spend too much more time at the Erie Crown more than I have to.
Or the Chicago Theater right across the street.
No,
convenient.
No,
you could do the play, come back, do your show.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that works.
No,
you know,
no.
You gotta do the hustle.
Maybe the Regal. Maybe
the Regal.
Yes, maybe the Regal.
Wasn't that a beautiful venue?
It's still there.
That's where he's did his first play. See, you know a lot about Mr. Perry. I think you don't want to tell, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Right. He hasn't been a Grand Marshal, I don't think, yet. And let's talk about the Grand Marshals at the Bud Billiken. We've had Aretha Franklin, President Barack Obama, Muhammad Ali, Chance the Rapper last year. I mean, some of these extraordinary people have been Grand Marshals. Maybe one day you will be the Grand Marshal.
No, I told you my Bud Billiken parade story.
I know, but
I was a little tyke with a big fro, and and my grandparents couldn't find me. I was 3 years old following a band.
See, you were wayward from the beginning. You are never going to follow the rules, and that's what got you right here today.
Yes.
Look how good that worked out for you.
How about that? Two rebels.
Know? Yeah, two rebels without a cause.
Right.
I got a cause. Wait, did you just call me a rebel? Oh, no, you didn't.
In some ways, yes, very much so.
Yeah.
A rebel, yes.
I mean, I'm a free spirit. That's probably more.
Get out, Stosh. This is not your time.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here. It's not even 8:30. What is he doing in there? Get him out of there, Felix.
He just came back from Poland, and he showed me all the pictures of his family.
He's
did you all see all the pictures?
No.
He did. There are about 15 pictures. But you know what? He bought me a beautiful magnet back with amber. It's made out of amber and wood. It's so beautiful.
He should be Felix.
Wait, he didn't bring you a gift, Jonathan?
No, but he brought me a gift. Yeah. It's stunning, too. It's a beautiful magnet, and I collect magnets.
My gift is when he was on vacation. That was my gift.
I hope he didn't hear you say
get out.
That.
Tell him to get out. No, he knows.
Right.
Because here's what happened, Cheryl. So you don't know this.
I probably know a little something.
When we're on the air, okay? When we're on the air... There's Stosh. He's doing his thing over there. He's messing with my producers.
Is he usually vacuuming or
something?
Yeah,
yes. He's dumping out the trash while we're on the air. And we tell him 10 o'clock every night. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
Right, we'll be done.
Yes. He goes, excuse me, sir. 10 o'clock? I said, yes. 10 o'clock, sir.
Blackhawks.
Blackhawks?
Right.
10 o'clock?
Oh, he always does play-by-play. When they're playing, it is so fun to listen to him give his play-by-play of how it's working. So...
Now you're in studio. Now he steps in at 8:24. He never gets here this early. Never.
Ah, see? Well, you know, I'm a good person. I'm kind to people. So.
He was real nice to see him when he wasn't here. It was really a nice time to see him here.
So much love in the studio. So much love.
Stosh.
See?
Gosh. See the kind people? Hi,
yeah,
people.
See? Everybody's out there on State Street dodging the raindrops. It's so nice.
See that?
I love this city. I'm so grateful. and the people so kind.
Bud Billiken, Bud Billiken Parade, 10 a.m. on ABC7. You can stream this thing too, abc7chicago.com, right?
Yes, of course. Tune in, watch it on your phone. If you're hanging out, just make sure you join us. And tweet me, Facebook me, social media, Instagram. Just let me know everything. Let me know if you're on the parade route, what you and your family are doing, so I can give you a shout out during the parade. We're going to be on the air for 2.5 hours. So, and of course, we'll have a special tribute to Jose. He's going to leave us some really fun words of encouragement. So you got to stay tuned for that. It's going to be nice.
That's a tease, because I watch. I don't deal with a device. I just watch. I just turn it on the big screen, just like I do every year.
Yeah.
Like we've been doing in the house since the 70s. Just put it on TV.
But either come to the parade or stay at home and watch it. And then let me know what you think and let me know your thoughts. I really have fun, and you get to see a whole other side of me. And because I'm born and raised on the south side of Chicago, many times the floats come by and they're like, Cheryl, remember me from Girl Scouts, from high school, you know.
No.
Yeah, from ballet classes. And I'm like, yes, I see you. So it's just good.
What she's saying now.
It's really good. I had perfect attendance in high school, by the way. Never missed a single day of high school at Lindblom.
And that's how you got those free Sox tickets.
Yes, I did. Yes. With the, well, that's it. Yeah, we talked about that. That's right. You didn't have perfect attendance. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, and they couldn't find you at 3 years old, you know. So there you go.
If I'll be here at State Lake.
You know, you got to have goals. Hashtag goals in life. You've made it. You're hanging out with the big wigs and stuff.
You.
Well, I was talking Perry, Cannon, Winfrey.
Winfrey, oh my. An OWN fan. I could be on OWN. I could be on Green. I could be on on the Green Leaf. Or I could be on
You know, you said the Winans. You were hanging out with the Winans. Do you have a favorite Winan song?
Yeah. All of them.
Okay.
All of them.
The question is what goes way back. I really like that one.
That's also a toe tapper. I like that one as well.
Well, hey, everybody. They're outside and they're taking pictures and they've got umbrellas. It's so cool. Hi. Thanks for watching. You're so sweet. So.
See? They're here. They're here to watch you.
Yeah. Oh, hey there.
If it was just me, I would just, they'd just keep walking.
They're just waving.
Yes.
See? Life is good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on.
All right. I got to go do the 10, so I got to get ready. We got to do promos at 9, so.
You know, those should have been in the can. You should be more like radio. Those should have already been recorded.
No, we're live, baby. Oh. We're live. 3, 2, 1, live.
Live. Thanks for coming in studio.
All right. Thanks for having me, and thanks to all of your producers and for laughing at my jokes. So
they always laugh at the jokes. Whoever's
behind
the mic.
You guys are so good to me.
Cheryl Burton, ABC7. Yep. Don't forget to check out the Bud Billiken Parade Saturday at 10 a.m. on ABC7. Of course, you can stream it as well at abc7chicago.com. Nick Cannon is next.
Hey, yo, Jay Hood. You know nobody covers the sports like you do, man. Let's go.
What do you got there?
This is your car.
My car? I said a 10-second car, not a 10-minute car.
Pop the hood.
Pop the hood?
Pop the hood.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Here we go.
Tales from the Hood here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Jonathan Hood with you. We will hear from Nick Friedel, who covers the Bears for ESPN.com, coming up an hour from now. We'll get a little post game from him and get his thoughts on the Bears and their matchup against the Bengals. But Tales from the Hood, stories of sports, entertainment, everything else in between. And tonight, we have a special guest for Tales from the Hood. It is Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon will join us here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Nick Cannon will be bringing Wildin' Out to the Allstate Arena in Rosemont. You can go to rosemont.com/Allstate events for tickets. Or go right to the box office for Wildin' Out. Wildin' Out is a TV show that's on MTV. And again, Friday, August 17th at 8 o'clock, that's when the show will start. And Wildin' Out, a terrific show featuring musical performances by Yo Gotti. Under the Hood brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. The Wildcats return to Ryan Field this fall after a 10-win season to host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, and more. Buy tickets at NUSports.com. It's NUSports.com. All right, let's turn now to Nick Cannon coming to Chicago Friday, August 17th. Tickets available at the box office or at the Allstate Arena box office. And he joins me right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Nick, Jonathan Hood, thanks so much for joining me.
Jonathan Hood, I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you. How much are you really enjoying right now, Nick, wilding out and just how your career is going right now? How much are you enjoying putting it together?
Man, I'm loving it, man. It's a dream come true. I mean, I set out, like, over a decade ago and had this idea to give my friends a platform to be funny and to showcase their hip-hop skills, and now it's gone on. We're touring all the world, packing out arenas and making people laugh during a time where people really need laughter.
Yeah, Nick, I think that the thing that impressed me so much about this show going back to 2005, 2006 is the longevity of the show. You know how shows sometimes only have a shelf life of 4 or 5 years. I mean, you're on a roll like All in the Family and Maude right now. You just continue to roll. What do you say about your longevity? How impressed are you by that?
Man, it's something that honestly I feel like I can't even take the credit for, but it, like I said, it's a blessing because it stays young. I mean, we continue to kind of be that revolving door of talent in the same way that, you know, Saturday Night Live and even Living Color actually were able to do. We get to do that with Wildin' Out. And then to be able to take it to a touring base, and, you know, we're opening restaurants, we're doing all of these things, sports bars, so it's like all the verticals to Wildin' Out have been just taking off. So it's a dream come true.
Wildin' Out, again, will be at the Allstate Arena in Chicago, Rosemont, Friday, August 17th. It'll be live. Tickets available at arenarosemont.com or go to the box office as Nick Cannon joins me, Jonathan Hood, on ESPN 1000. Nick, what is the good and the bad of being in front of the camera and versus creating? Because you do both in this show, but you've done both in your career. What's the difference between the two, being the talent and being able to get talent and getting the most out of that talent?
To be able to just be a producer and a creator, I mean, that's like a outstanding, just like legacy. But to be able to be in front of the camera, that's a skill set you got to always be on. So if I had to, I would love to be behind the camera more than anything. But I would kind of. If I could do both, I would. But if I could leave one alone, it would definitely be to make sure I stay behind the camera and stay the creator.
Out of all the seasons, you must have a few epic battles, Wild style, right? You have to have something that's some of your favorites. Can you give us a few that you remember that you was like, wow, I can't believe how this went across?
Yeah, I would definitely say the Kanye battles, you know, when Kanye came on. Kanye and Chance, like, they kind of were my bookies. Kanye came on early in his career, and, you know, me and Kanye came up together, and he kind of, like, set the precedent of how MC battle and not take themselves seriously and have a good time. And now, you know, Chance coming back for his rematch, you know, at the season opener, he and I go head to head, and it's kind of dope that, you know, two cats from Chicago actually kind of blessed us that way.
Yeah, you hit him with that. We're talking about his jeans and that Kit Kat bar, and I think you just crushed him. I think that those lines about his skinny jeans and the Kit Kat, I think it crushed him. He had to go back to the back of the line.
Absolutely. He coming with some new heat this season, so I know he got a couple new games, and this one game he actually goes real hard in. So Chance never gives up lightly.
No, he doesn't. What, Nick, as a basketball fan, is there any advice that you give to LeBron James being in Los Angeles? I mean, he right now has got the world on his shoulders, not only from a basketball standpoint, but opening a school in Akron, doing a lot of positive things with his own brand. What advice would you give to LeBron with him being in L.A.? Spots to go, maybe spots not to go.
Yeah, man, LeBron, I can't give him no advice, man. I mean, being a cat out here from the West, like, he's a king, man. Whatever he needs to do, I mean, I own a couple of restaurants and stuff out in L.A., so he's more than welcome to come rock with me at any point.
Are you going to go to some games? You going to hit him up for some tickets? Because now that's the spot again. The Lakers have always been the spot, but are you going to go to more games now with him in the mix?
Absolutely. You know I'm going to do that. I got to do that. I got to rep for the Lakers as well as for the King James. So, you know, that's been my guy for a long time. And what he does and means to the community is outstanding. And, you know, we've done a bunch of charity stuff together. And, you know, we continue to just build our culture up.
How impressed are you with him building his school the way he did? I mean, for him to be able to reach out after leaving Cleveland, building this school, how impressed are you by him doing that? How much did that surprise you?
Super impressed in the way that he's handling it and even stepping up and saying that, you know, this accomplishment is greater than anything he could have ever done in his athletic career. It just shows you that he's really a man of the people and a man of the community. These are the things that he uses his finances and his funds towards to actually make the world a better place, starting with you.
You can catch Season 12 of Wild and Out on MTV August 17th. August 17th, also the spot for Wild and Out Live at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont. At 8 o'clock, box office is where you get the tickets, and also arenarosemont.com. And Nick Cannon joins me on ESPN 1000. Is there something, Nick, in your career that you haven't done but you'd love to thrive in?
You know, I'm in college right now. I'm going into my junior year at Howard University, and the goal is to get them the master's and the doctorate. So, you know, Professor Cannon is definitely something that I'm looking forward to. So that's probably the next aspect, the next stage in my life that I'm trying to hit up.
What is that like for you, being in college right now?
I love it, man. I mean, wealth is the true wealth is knowledge, and I'm learning that. Like, I've accomplished many things in my career, in my life, but there's nothing more powerful than what we can actually do. They can never take away all the information and wisdom that you can obtain in academia. So I truly am humbled by the experience to walk the campus each and every week, and then to actually get fulfilled. It's something that, you know, I didn't get a chance to do as a teenager, but as a grown man, I'm truly enjoying it.
Nick, I you mentioned earlier something that resonated with me, talking about the way our society is right now. You know, I always say that I don't think that you and I or me and somebody else from a different culture, we're really not that different. However, there are those that want to separate us and make it seem like we're from different planets. What is life like for you right now, being able to bring people together with the thing, the projects that you do? What's it like for you to be able to bring people together and actually put smiles on people's faces?
Yeah, man, I'm an energy and spiritual type of dude. So I believe our earth suits. And you know, they are many differences. And I do believe there's a power in melanin and so many things in the infrastructure that have been set up and placed for us, are designed for us not to succeed, but ultimately at the end there is one race, and that's the human race. And ultimately, I just stand firm in not being part of the divided states of America, but really tapping into that word united. And that's really what we all got to focus on. And at the end of the day, we all know that it's a monetary society, and that democracy and government, all that stuff is just an illusion to separate us. So then we bring it all together and just operate on the same spirit, we're going to win.
Nick, is there any other projects you're working on in 2018 that you could tell us about?
Yeah, I actually did a movie that I'm really excited about that I directed and financed and produced with myself, Chris Brown, Cedric the Entertainer, DC Young Fly. So it's actually a female street ball movie about basketball, and it's called She Ball. So I'm editing that up right now. It's going to be pretty good.
See, you're always busy, man. You're always cranking out great stuff. I mean, some of the sports related is like Drumline. Drumline is a classic movie in every sense, because for those that weren't even understanding what the black culture was like on campuses, like the campus you're on right now, it opened up and really showed what that's like. And that's really you being able to create it and bring something out.
That's what I'm trying to do, and that's what we're going to do with She Ball, too. I would love to, once we got that finished, love to come and chop it up with you about that. You know, just a part of my level of sports, that's what this movie's all about, so we're going to get to that as well.
Absolutely. I'd love to have you on to talk about that. And then don't forget, Friday, August 17th, get your tickets now. Get them early. That way you get a good seat at arenarosemont.com or the box office at the Allstate Arena for Wild and Out, the creator and the star of Wild and Out, Nick Cannon, with us on ESPN 1000. Nick, can't wait to see you in the Shy, and hope to talk to you again about your new projects. That's for sure.
Appreciate it, Jonathan. You the man.
Nick Cannon with us on Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
You're listening to Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Maybach Music.